So, Anthony Anderson, what do you think about the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron?
Hey, man, I'm not going to lie. I'm a LeBron fan. My team didn't win last night, but I got to congratulate LeBron, or Lil LeBron, as we call him in my house, and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
LeBron.
You know, the odds and what was stacked against them, no team in the history of the NBA has ever come back from a 3-1 deficit. They are 0-36. Now they are 1-37. Wow. So, you know, they came to play. They came to play. So I tip my hat to them. Congratulations.
You're just a California boy, though. You know, all California, if it's Golden State or L.A. Lakers or whatever the teams are.
No. Yeah, we're split between the Lakers, the Clippers, you know, Golden State. You know, it all depends on where you're from. You know, I am a Clipper fan, but I'm a fan of the game. So, you know, and I have friends that play on teams all over the league. So, you know, I was rooting for Golden State. I'm not going to lie about that.
Man, them Golden State fans, it was rough getting out of there.
That's open, man.
I can imagine.
It was rough.
I'm not surprised you made it to your plane.
And the fights?
Yeah, there was fights.
Fights in front of us as we were going out between Cleveland fans.
No, fights in front of you, Tom. I stayed back. You walked to the fight. He texting and walking right into the fight. I'm like, Tom, they're fighting, huh? I said, oh.
Kim was supposed to be my security anyway.
Yeah, I was. I couldn't. I had to
let
you go.
That's top flight at its best right there, Kim Whitley security.
Kim Whitley security. I had the airbags ready. I was going to bring
it up. See, if I'd have said that. See, I thought it, but I didn't say it.
Good.
Oh my God, Anthony! What else are you doing? I mean, you're so successful right now. I'm so proud of you.
I like the game show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, to tell the truth Tuesday night.
To tell the truth,
and you're giving your mama a job. That's nice.
Yeah, your mama.
Oh, that's my girl.
Yeah, they said, can your mama be on the show? I said, hell yeah. That's one less check I got to write a mark.
And when I tell you, he's telling the truth. That family right there.
And how much of Mike Tyson could you not put on the air? How much of Mike Tyson could you not put on the air?
I thought he was very funny.
He was very good, though. He was really good.
I'm pretty sure they put put as much as they could on there. I mean, everything he did was PG. We could use it all, but it was funny. I had to admonish him to the corner, though. I had to tell him, Mike, go sit in the corner. That was real. You know, what you see on that show is 100% live to tape. Nothing's rehearsed.
Oh,
and we just had a great time.
You had a great season with Blackish.
Yes.
A great season. You covered a lot of topics, man.
It was
You covered a lot of topics.
When you see your show on the airplane. Yes, babe.
Yeah.
You know what? I sit back and when I'm flying, I sit back and I count the people that flip Blackish on, that watch it on the plane. And more often than not, over half of first class is watching Blackish.
I don't know
if they turn it on because they see me getting on the plane or if they genuinely watch the show.
I'm back in coach. Ain't no TV.
It's okay, baby. You can look through the curtain. It's all right. It's all right. You can look through the curtain.
So proud.
I gotta say this, Kim Whitley. Her show is in South Africa. Kim, remember I called and told you about that?
This fool, he calls me from South Africa telling me my show isn't. He was like, I hope you're getting a check. That was the Raising Whitley show.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
that show with you and that little nappy headed baby. That one.
Yeah, that's my boo. That's my boo. But what was I speaking? Was it English?
You know, they speak English in South Africa, Kim. They do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can tell you've never been.
No, I did. But some people, they got different languages over there. So sometimes
on
the TV
English
station,
is one of them, Kim. Yeah, I'm one of them.
See, this is the problem. I had one show over there, and they said I was speaking tree.
You weren't speaking the Ekbo tribe. You were speaking, it wasn't the Click language. It was English.
Jay ain't laughed this whole show. Anthony get on here and you on there cracking up.
Hey, Anthony, is Blackish shown overseas? Do you have a global following?
No, we definitely have a global following, man.
What are y'all speaking?
Landed,
do they get it? Do they get the humor? Do they get the satire? Did they get the sign?
No, they get it. They get it. And they love it, man. Yeah. I was walking through the airport. I was walking through the airport in Johannesburg on my way to
what
Durban.
They speak English.
And all I hear people say, Blackish. Blackish.
Oh, nice.
And it threw me for a loop because I didn't know we were internationally, an international show, but I didn't know that we were being shown in Africa the way that we were. And wow. I thought they
what
were
about
streaming
Europe?
It online. Yes, we're throughout Europe too.
Well,
and speaking of international, the BET Awards are going to be shown in Europe and in Rome. I didn't know they had Negroes in Rome. They
really?
Showed it in Rome,
oh, yeah.
And Africa and in Europe Tuesday night after we air live on Sunday.
Wow. What language will they be speaking this year on BET?
I don't know. We're going to have to ask Kim that. Kim, what language do they speak in Rome if it's the BET Awards? What language do you think they're going to have me speaking?
Let's see, Rome
in the
is
United
in Italy.
Kingdom.
So that Blackish. Would be Italian and English. Rome.
Is
Rome
they're going to be speaking Italy. Kim, Italy is not a language.
They're speaking Italy.
Italy is a point, Kim.
No, that's what they're going to be speaking, Italy.
Oh, okay.
Italy.
Okay.
And where else is going to be? In German, Italian, and English. That's big.
Oh, Lord. Which performance are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to these Prince tribute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there're going to be some big surprises.
Like,
with the artist.
Like what?
And I've already let enough out of the bag.
Who?
I've already let enough. What you should tune into is the beginning of the
Sidibe.
Show and watch me and Tracy open it up.
Oh, y'all about to cut a fool, aren't y'all?
And you always bring it, Anthony. No matter what show you're hosting, you bring that open, man.
But now you got Crazy Tracy, so it's going to be these two. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's
going to
be off the chain.
That's going to be great. Now, I will, you know, just because you said that, I am looking forward to the beginning of the BET Awards just because you said that, because I know that is going to be huge. Whatever you two have gotten in your brain, I can't wait to see it.
In whatever language it shows.
I'm going to let you know a little secret. We're going to open up the show doing
English.
The tribute to Hamilton.
Are you serious?
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Yeah, but not Hamilton on Broadway.
Right.
It's Hamilton played by Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah.
We're going to be singing Sister Big Bone. We're going to be doing Charlene. We're going to do cornbread, grits, and gravy as Hamilton characters.
I love
Turn
it.
In. Watch that.
Absolutely.
BET Awards. Cool. Fantastic.
Live
congratulations.
Coming up this Sunday.
Coming
and
up
Tuesday,
Sunday, and we're going to be speaking English wherever we go.
See, this is the problem. See what happens. I got to get on the plane more time.
All right, man.
Thanks,
coming
Anthony.
Up next on the TJMS.